of if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. You may bring up anything that you want. We have been talking about the Silk Road and its competitor. It's a new on the scene competitor, Atlantis, which has stirred up some news over the last couple days by releasing a minute-long promotional video, a commercial basically, to YouTube advertising that if one wanted to acquire some drugs, which might be considered illegal in a lot of places, that one could go to this website through the Tor system, the Onion Router, and acquire those things. It's a kind of a different approach from the Silk Road, which has been around for a couple of years now, selling or allowing people to sell a whole lot of different types of drugs for, like I said, a couple of years. So they've got the established market position, and Atlantis is the upstart coming in and attempting to differentiate themselves and attempting to market themselves. And it's just fascinating to watch it all. We've got our local expert on some of these matters, Rich Paul, on the line by total chance, calling from jail. You went to jail for a year. That's the sentence. Could have been 100 years for the horrible crime of selling flowers. Welcome back, Rich. And, of course, we're talking about cannabis flowers, the marijuana plants, which, by the way, here in New Hampshire, the Senate and House have now both passed the medical marijuana provision, which is just barely good news. I don't know if you saw that in any of the headlines in the newspapers that you get in there, Rich, but that is moving forward, and rumor has it the governor will be signing it. Unfortunately, it's a very weak medical marijuana provision. It does not include PTSD. I don't believe depression is included. So there's a lot of people that could be helped by cannabis, but this particular piece of legislation is not going to help them.
True. Although it's, to me, it's still a massive step forward, just because once you have the foot in the door, once you have the system built, as it were, then adding new maladies should not be nearly as difficult, because in principle, at least, people have been given control of whether or not they take cannabis.
Yeah, that's true. And you and I were both there at the Senate hearings. We both testified there, where the police, if you recall, were there basically resigned. The position of the police was, well, you know, we kind of know you're going to do this, so if you're going to do it, then we think you should control things in this way. So they, instead of advocating for total prohibition, which they used to do, they had changed their tune, and it's just started advocating for an incredibly controlled legal structure, which they basically got what they wanted in that case. But it was interesting hearing the police totally change the way that they approached the issue.
It also makes an interesting wrinkle when you're defending yourself against possession of marijuana charges, because the way the statute is worded in New Hampshire, and my trial went into this somewhat, it depends on the fact that cannabis exists on Schedule 1 of the Federal Controlled Substances List. And Schedule 1 is supposed to be things that have no medical use. The New Hampshire law now explicitly acknowledges that there is medical use for cannabis. So there may well be something that defense attorneys will be able to do with this, to say, as a matter of law in New Hampshire, cannabis does not belong on Schedule 1 of the federal list, and therefore you can't enforce this law. I'd be interested to see if some attorney could come up with a clever way of phrasing that and making it work.
Speaking of attorneys, it looks like you are going to be successfully moving forward with acquiring an appeals attorney. So our listeners who have stepped up to support you, they should know that we were talking several weeks ago about how there was this matching campaign where if you would donate at richpaul.freetalklive.com, you donate some money, you would get that money matched. That was a success. We did reach the goal that we were looking to reach, and the matching donations came in. And in addition to that, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund has stepped forward, and they've thrown some money, a significant amount of money in as well. So that initial fundraiser was complete, and so thank you to all Free Talk Live listeners who helped out with Rich in that fundraiser, which is great. But there's more, because this is the legal land, and it's the costs have not stopped So there's more fundraising that needs to be done. In fact, a brand new fundraiser has been created. This one, the target goal is $3,000. There's $100 in there right now. So folks who want to help Rich, go with this appeal. Again, he's appealing being convicted on cannabis charges. And one of the tactics that you're going to be coming at this with, Rich, is that essentially the judge screwed you on jury nullification. And here in New Hampshire, jury nullification is legal. And you're explicitly able to talk about jury nullification in court here, whereas in other states, you might get held in contempt if you try to bring up jury nullification. The judge is supposed to give out jury nullification related instructions, and in your case, he didn't. And in fact, he made instructions that made it sound like there wasn't jury nullification.
His instructions were very hostile to jury nullification, and that's probably the most important issue of the appeal, and the one that, you know, I really hope can be overturned so that we can have a binding precedent requiring good jury nullification instructions.
So that's one of the important things that could really come out of this trial beyond getting you out of a cage. And there may be the chance of getting you out on some sort of bail. That would be awesome because then you wouldn't have to sit in jail the entire time the appeal is working. And odds are good, of course, if you continue to sit as the appeal is working through the system, you'll be out of jail on good time by December, and they probably wouldn't have even heard the case yet in the Supreme Court. So hopefully they'll get you some sort of bail conditions, and we can see you sooner rather than
hopefully.
Later. Yeah.
Hopefully so, but even if it doesn't change my sentence one iota, if we can get this binding precedent, to me, that's worth well over $10,000 because that is going to affect every future defendant who's got a possibility of who wants to use a jury nullification defense.
Because they can use your case as an example.
Well, if the Supreme Court of New Hampshire overturns my case based on Judge Kissinger's defective jury instruction, then future judges will have to know that they have to give a good jury nullification instruction in cases where jury nullification is ordered, or they too will be overturned.
That is something that the judges need to work out, because it doesn't seem consistent about whatever the instructions they give to juries. Seems like it's usually in favor of the court, but then every once in a while an activist is able to get them to admit, yeah, I guess you can go with your conscience. So they should really figure that out and have that standardized, because it seems all standardized when they say it in court, but they don't. They're just, you know, they're going with one version when they actually have options.
Well, jury instructions are always customized to the particular trial and specifically to the defense. For example, there was no jury instruction in my case instructing the jury on how to deal with the self-defense argument, because I never made a self-defense argument. I don't think there is one to be made on But the point is, in a murder trial, they only give jury instructions regarding self-defense if the defendant has made a self-defense argument. So it can't be 100% standardized, but it would be nice if they had a specific instruction for when jury nullification is argued that is much better than what Kissinger said, which is, I mean, literally he said that your decision must be based on the law and not what you think the law should be.
So, Rich, it's great that things are moving forward with the appeal. I want to encourage our listeners again to go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. You can contribute to the brand new fundraiser. This one's going to go to getting transcripts, I believe, for Rich. So, again, go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. And, Rich, can you stand by? I want to talk to you off the air. Appreciate you calling Free Talk Live here tonight, as always. More here in moments. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450 free, and you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And then on the way here tonight, there's more female sexuality. Since it's ladies' night here on Free Talk Live, let's talk about that one. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Now, again, freetalklive.com. We got news updates. You can be kept in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. Just go and get signed up for our email updates or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+. I posted the link to the Atlantis video that we were telling you about earlier. This is the new competitor to the Silk Road. That is available on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter right now, so you can go and see that. And if you're looking into losing some weight, possibly up to 30 pounds, then you need to think about Axia 30 and learn more about it. It is absolutely risk-free. You can pick up your phone right now and get some of it. Axia 30 is different because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in only 12 weeks. That's 30 pounds. And Axia is packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. There's a 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you can get your money back. 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. And Axia works for both men and women. You don't have to starve yourself. In the clinical study, men and women's daily diet was 1,850 and 1,350 calories, respectively. You have nothing to lose but the extra weight, and you can get a free month with your order. So call them for Axia 30 at 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. It's Ladies Night here on Free Talk Live.
Woo!
Allie and Julia are here with me, and Dave's on the line in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I was listening to what you were talking about with Silk Road and Bitcoin and so forth, and I was also lost in chat, so I might have missed something. But have you seen the Reason.com article about the DEA confiscating certain Bitcoin?
I did hear about that. I haven't read it in detail. They were raiding an alleged drug dealer, and they took his Bitcoin?
They did. Somehow they got into the system, and there's only speculation about exactly how they did it. But one way or another, the DEA actually broke into the system and confiscated it straight out of his wallet, it seems.
Well, it's not necessarily hard to get access to someone's Bitcoin. It depends on how much security you want to put it behind. So, for instance, I mean, I've always got a Bitcoin client running at all times because I want to contribute, I want to be a node on the network and all that. So my client's there. I just have a limited amount of Bitcoin that's in the client. It wouldn't be hard for someone who wanted to sit down at the same computer that I use, if it were unlocked at that time, to get into the Bitcoin client because I haven't password protected it or anything. So it may not have been a real difficult task, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, it was. Part of this article says that the name of this person, Hughes, I guess, was described in some Silk Road postings as being an incautious drug salesperson. So now we have this.
So he was sloppy,
competitor.
Is what you're saying.
That's what it seems to be saying. Yeah, that's from TechCrunch that they quoted that from. So one way or another, things happened. It may not be as secure. You were talking about Tor earlier and explaining how it was working. The exit notes that Tor are not all that secure. Anyone sitting on an exit node can find out what's going on.
Well, let's explain what you're talking about here. So on Tor, the traffic is kind of bounced around from different nodes to obscure it, and then it has to come out somewhere if it's going to go to a regular website. So if you were to use Tor's browser, which you can download that for free from Tor's website, it's easy to install it. If you were to use Tor's browser to visit freetalklive.com, your IP address would be registered as our server as being one of these exit nodes that you're talking about, because when the commands leave Tor and make it to the the public internet, they have to leave from someone's computer. So that person who's running the exit node in that case is taking on some level of risk. I mean, so for instance, if you were to go and download something that's illegal from the regular internet through that exit node, the person who's running that exit node, the government could come to that person and say, oh, well, you downloaded child pornography. We saw it come from this particular IP address. And the guy would be like, well, wait, that wasn't me. I'm running Tor. I can't say for sure who's downloading what. And I've heard they've tried to hold some of those people accountable. I don't know all those stories. Do you know any of them, David?
They have, especially in child porn stuff. But anytime the government has gone to those people, they can honestly say that they didn't know where it was going. The problem is that with an exit node, the person who's manning the exit node can actually see your original IP address. And that's because once it's out of the system, all of that becomes normal traffic. And so the last person...
Out of the system, what does that mean?
Out of the core network.
Right, but the thing is, with these websites like the Silk Road, you're not actually ever leaving the Tor system. All of the sites that you're accessing are inside Tor, so there is no exit node involved in that case.
That's true. In that case, everything should be fine.
Right. And that's why the Silk Road has been able to operate for 2 years basically uninterrupted. They had a few days of downtime earlier this year, but that had to do with a denial of service attack. It didn't have anything to do with the federal government or anything like that. So essentially, I think the Silk Road, I mean, Rich Paul suggested that there could be some sort of security flaw. And yeah, I mean, obviously there's the possibility of some sort of security flaw or some, you know, some ridiculously remote possibility that it's being run by the feds in the first place. But, you know, they've been going for over two years, and they have thousands of satisfied customers, if not millions of satisfied customers. So I think that that's evidence enough that it's pretty rock solid.
It's not being run by the feds.
I don't believe that at all. A lot of paranoid people believe that.
They obviously don't understand the nature of the state if they think that.
That's why I said it's ridiculous.
But I had a question.
Conspiracy. Yeah.
And it's probably a question. It probably shows that I don't quite understand this. But so if you're hosting an exit node, mm-hmm. is that what you're saying? Then doesn't that kind of make so? If the government tries to come out after you for something you're doing online, couldn't you just say, like, pretty much, you're not, you know, I have an exit node. It could have been anyone.
Yeah, I would think that you would have some plausible deniability there if you were willing to take that charge to trial. Of course, a lot of people will break and they'll take the plea deal. Dave, any other comments you want to share on this issue?
They do explain in the article, which is on the Reddit page for FTL, that they go through some things about the complaint received a transaction for 11.02 bitcoins at such and such a time, blockchain time on the date noted as seized, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes into the blockchain and all the details about how they think this might have happened. That's really the only other thing I had to say.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, since we're talking about Bitcoin-related things, there's this silly story on the top of our Reddit page. Now, normally at freetalklive.com, I guess they haven't really talked about this yet, but our site's been down all day, and I'm sorry about that. It's just one of those things. I mean, we're not Google, so we don't have 50 different servers all across the whole world. We've got one server kind of in this cloud thing, and the cloud basically went down. So normally being in the cloud means that you're protected from hardware failures, because if a hard drive goes bad, they've got, you know, 60 hard drives, so it's not the end of the world. It doesn't actually cause the computer to crash, but in this case, the whole cloud had trouble, and so our site's been out all day. Hopefully it'll come back up here during our show at some point. I have repointed it. It should be coming back.
The feds must have started the cloud.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. So even though our site's down, we're still here. Our streams are actually still up and online, that the high bandwidth streams are. So we're not completely down and out. More coming up here. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Your email's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here. It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Lots of stuff awaits you. Listening options included. We got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Although right now, I think we've got the streams back up. Two of our three streams were down most of the day due to some server problems. The high bandwidth stream stayed up throughout the entire day. So if one stream's not working for some reason, you can always try another one. We do have multiple options, plus our webcam, of course. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to grab the streams. Get over 115 radio stations that you can listen to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've also got satellite options, including XM, as well as free-to-air. Now, free-to-air is available across North and Central America, free, courtesy of Bitcoin. Webcam, we got that too. Of course, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So many different ways for you to get tuned into Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Now, are things going to get worse before they get better, or get better before they get worse? But why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. As she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system, young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from Amazon. It's also available from Barnes & Noble and straight from the publisher BigHeadPress.com. List price is $14.95, but I happen to know if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon links you'll see there, and then search for Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, you'll find that on Amazon through Free Talk Live, you can pick that up for, I think it was like $11. So if you want the best deal, go through shop.freetalklive.com and get Quantum Vibe Volume 1. And from what I understand, Scott's actually going to be at the upcoming Freedom Fest in Vegas, which we'll tell you about again here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about the Silk Road and its new competitor. Apparently there's more than one new competitor, according to the article we were sharing with you earlier. These are the online black marketplaces that allow anybody, anywhere in the world, to buy and sell narcotic substances, as well as other interesting things like fake identification and that sort of stuff. It's been an amazing thing to watch the Silk Road grow and, you know, watch them learn and, you know, make the site better over time. And now that there's a competitor who's openly advertising, the Silk Road may have to step up their game. They may have to, you know, upgrade their site to Silk Road version 2.0 in order to kind of keep up with the competition. And I think that's great news.
Or maybe this thing will just explode into, like, you know, maybe it's unpredictable what site will come up and be the top dog in 10 years or whatever. Maybe we won't need Tor or anything to buy drugs in 10 years. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, gosh, it'd be nice if drugs were legalized and you could just go down to the CVS and pick them up.
Well, this really is the best thing that has come out as far for drug legalization, right? Because essentially this makes it so that the war on drugs is, it's worthless. I mean, like, it's
exactly
the ultimate, you can't stop it.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is sort of provides like an interesting look. This is sort of how I see liberty coming about, because it seems like, you know, a lot of people who realize that the state is causing a problem in society that's oppressive, and that, you know, we got to find a way to overcome this oppression. We got to find a way to stop it. Is that, you know, there's people who believe that we have to break the rules. And so, we all have to take risk in order to, make a statement so that people will change their minds. Mm-hmm. And then we can sort of all realize where we've been wrong about these laws that we think protect us from ourselves. And then there's people who are like, no, we just need to take up arms and try to overthrow the state. And then
that's a terrible
there's
idea.
Like a third, in my opinion, better, way better than those two options, because it doesn't involve self-sacrifice and it doesn't involve violence. It's that the market can just basically do exactly what the Silk Road has done, which is make it so that people can get around the laws. And then at some point, it's going to be so efficient that the laws are like not even going to.
Okay, Ali, but that's a nice general kind of flowery statement about the future that you're
flowery.
Making there.
I mean,
let's get down to brass tacks here. I mean, because you need to focus on one issue.
So, I think the other two ideas are way more flowery than the idea that the market is going to provide us an alternative.
Okay, where are the market road crews?
Where are the market road
crews? When is it going to happen? Okay, because I like the idea. What you're saying is, let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying.
What I can say is that maybe there will be jetpacks one day, because I think driving on the roads is a completely inefficient way of travel. So I agree.
I'm with you, but unfortunately the FAA is still there, and they're going to stop any kind of jetpack development from happening. So.
Yeah, but how do you know the market's not going to find a way to get around it,
because
to make it more
secretive?
Because
business owners are a bunch of wimps. Business owners are cowards for the most part. They're not interested in standing up for freedom. And what you're talking about doing, Allie, and I support it, I just want to see it. And what you're talking about doing is having people in the marketplace compete with the state, right?
Not compete. I think, like, I don't think they're competing with the state because the state isn't providing anything.
The state's fixing roads.
I think they're not very well.
They're not doing a good job of it, but they're doing
it. Not according to demand. I think they just. I don't even know what their incentive is to build roads other than having a contract with some
road fixer guy.
So what are you saying then?
If it's not, you're not saying the market would compete with the state?
No, I think the market offers options around the state,
mm-hmm.
ways to get past the state and through
the
state.
Where do I get my private fire protection?
I'm not saying that. Well, I mean, dude, where could you get your internet before there was an internet? You couldn't.
Right. So I think what she's trying to say is that, you know, for this particular case, this particular issue, technology has advanced to
the point
where it's possible.
I'll give it to you. The Silk Road has defeated the war on drugs. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's almost unstoppable. But we're not talking about that. You're talking about other areas that the state's involved
in,
right?
Yeah, I think that it can work this way in other areas too.
Right. You couldn't have imagined 20 years ago that the Silk Road existed.
No, of course
not. Had no idea. You didn't. The internet wasn't what it was today.
Right.
And you just
what's going to happen for
roads
though?
Oh, somebody 20 years ago said what's going to happen to end the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the point you're trying to make,
right?
Is that you just don't know.
What I'm saying,
eventually technology could advance to the point.
But someone has to go out and fix the road. Like, I get what you're saying. Technology's great, and they have new road tech. You know, there are people who've looked into this. Hold on. You can go to Home Depot, and you can get stuff to fill potholes, and, like,
sure.
They're really nice products that are very advanced. They're not necessarily what the state uses. So this stuff does exist. I remember there was some people looking at doing that.
But why would anyone do that?
Well, there were some people that were looking at doing like an agorist road crew, but that's all, you know, they just don't end up getting around to it
because
there's all kinds of other projects on their plate.
There's no real reason they should do it except out of like the goodness of their
heart,
out of charity. And I think charity's great, and the idea
of being money at it.
Well, the idea of being charitable definitely, like, obviously drives a lot of people, but I don't even think it's that. I think it's that self-interest weighs out over fear for enough people that eventually the market and the actors in the market will find a way to get what they want, what they truly want, over being afraid of...
You put that as a separate category. You gave three categories, like the violent revolution thing, which we all agree is a terrible idea.
Right.
Taking risk. And then you said there's this third way of the market just solves the problem.
I think
market, in order to solve problems, the people involved have to take risk.
I agree.
You're going to go out and take some new tech and go out and fix the road, you're going to get arrested.
Okay, well, that's not the kind of risk I'm talking about, because the kind of risk, like, there's definitely risk in being an entrepreneur, of course, but it's a different kind of risk than I'm going to go do civil disobedience and maybe get arrested.
If you fix the road, that's civil disobedience. There are people who are arrested for putting, like, it wasn't that long ago, there was a story in the news about a guy who added a crosswalk to the street in front of his house or wherever, but a street, he thought there should be a crosswalk here. He added the crosswalk to the street. Some would argue he improved that street by doing so, but the state basically said, hey, you're elbowing in on our territory and you're under arrest. So there is risk involved in this, although I support what you're saying. I hope that we have somebody in the marketplace step up and do a better job with roads than the state, but as long as the state is monopolizing
that stuff. I don't even think it has to be roads. It's just about getting from point A to point B.
Well,
there's
give me another
way
example.
More creative examples. Are way more creative ideas of how you
Hold
can
on,
make that happen for people
450 free,
without
the
using roads.
CAI toll free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you'd like. By the way, we had Rich Paul on the show earlier tonight. If you missed that, you can always go grab the archive later on tonight at freetalklive.com. It'll be available to you probably before midnight Eastern. Freetalklive.com. Click and download. We've actually got built right into the page the SoundCloud player, which makes it easy to both play the archive of your choice and download it, as well as hit the share button and share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you spend time online. So go to freetalklive.com, grab the archives, and enjoy them for free. And while you're grabbing archives of Free Talk Live, maybe there's just not enough Free Talk Live for you and you just want more liberty-oriented content in your ears. Well, I would recommend the School Sucks Project. Now, it's not all about school. They cover a lot of different interesting topics like learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. They are they're basically a web community, a YouTube channel, podcast, and a call-in show promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, get yourself an account, participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years worth of archives for free, of course, at schoolsucksproject.com. It's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Julia.
Allie and I were kind of getting into it here a little bit because I wanted to get more detail from you, Allie, on what you were saying about, you know, getting from here to there, and there right. being, and let's make sure we're on the same page as the there, where there being, we
a
do not have
society.
Right, we don't have the idea of the state. We don't have this monopoly on violence anymore. These men and women who believe that they can tell us what to do or what not to do or
the
how much money we have to
get. The borders which determine which, you know, gang it is that decides on what rules the people within the borders will follow, which they use violence or the or coercion, basically, to get people to follow those rules. I want, in my ideal world, that would be gone.
Right, and so if we could wake up tomorrow morning and press a button and make that happen, I think all three of us would probably press that button, right?
Sure. Well, I feel like it would be more like if I get a time machine in the future and go to a time when that is the case, which I think it will be the case one day, because I think it's the natural progression of things.
I think you're right about that.
Then, you know, I would do that. I don't know, like, what it would be like if you could just, like, get rid of the state. I don't even know what that would even mean, because it's largely an idea in people's heads.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to change people's minds and change their ideas in order to get rid of the state, because it is just a concept. The state isn't people. It's people that believe in this idea, and the idea is that it's somehow legitimate because you go and vote or something and elect somebody for those people to tell you what to do. And whether you vote or not, you get told what to do. Whether you consent or not, you get told what to do. So right. We all have a big objection to the idea of the state. It's just the tricky part's getting from where we are today, where the state is a prevalent idea or prevalent idea. It's out there. A lot of people have this concept. So it's not going to be a button press tomorrow morning. We're going to have to, it's going to be a grueling slog to get from where we are today to there. And maybe at some point it'll really speed up and right. It'll be like unstoppable, like, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall. But there has to be someone to actually do the work. And
I think that it'll be, I don't think it's like, I don't think like an ecosystem doesn't need, every ecosystem doesn't need it. Some gardener guy that comes in there and waters the plants and makes sure the right plants are going in the right space, so they have the proper amount of sunlight and the right animals are feeding on the right plant. Like, you don't need a central planner to bring about liberty. You don't, you know, there are people who will inspire, but I think that, like, I think that sort of that idea that, well, we need someone who sets an example comes from looking at history, and we point to all these examples of people who stood up for their rights, and we say they brought us liberation. But I think in a lot of those cases, it was really the market bringing about liberty. And that the people are just easier to pick out. Look, Martin Luther King, he stood out from the rest because he noticed the oppression when it was happening and others were not able to see it. Others did. And I think that, you know, when we have more liberty, people may point to people like you, Ian, or Rich Paul or other activists and say, look, they brought us liberty. Mm-hmm. But really, I think that in a lot of cases, it is the market showing people the alternative to having to vote for some guy to represent you who ends up being a big liar and then passes a bunch of laws against
you. I'm fully in support of this, and you can see examples of it working in certain ways, right? So like with roads, which we talked about previously, you can go to Disney World and you can drive on some really nice roads in some private communities. Yep. You can drive on some really nice roads because they're not taken care of by the state. Of course, some roads aren't so nice because some people don't really care. They don't want you to come visit them, so they've got like a dirt road out to their house. So there's a wide range in the marketplace of quality of roads. And the same way, fire protection. We've seen examples in California where there are actually private fire protection companies. Unfortunately, right now, they're only able to market their services to very, very wealthy people because of the government's, you know, existence.
Right.
The government siphons off all this wealth from people, and that people are paying through fear. You know, they're paying their property taxes because they're afraid they're going to get their house stolen. So the government siphons off all this money that could otherwise go to those private fire protection companies to expand their services and make them more affordable and make them more useful in the marketplace. But unfortunately, they're only able to deal with like multi-million-dollar kind of homes,
sure,
very expensive places. So,
but
so
as
we can
see,
this stuff works. And they have innovation, and they've got really neat products and like this foam stuff that they put out to protect people's houses. Like there's crazy wildfires and stuff. So all of that stuff exists.
Yeah.
It's just that getting from where we are today, where the government exists as this monopoly, to a point where the market feels free to come in and do these things. Because the business owners, they're just not in the business of taking risk as far as risking the entire business. Yeah, they've risked some money. They've risked some capital. They have taken risk to get into business.
Right.
But most business owners aren't willing to risk jail time
to
do what they're doing.
I think the difference is like, okay, so there are a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there are some people who are willing to risk going to jail or possibly even their lives to do activism because the state's going to push back on someone. Anyone who basically puts their neck out and says, I'm going to break this law openly, it's going to get a lot of attention. The state comes down on those people. So it's not going to be the business owners. I mean, it could be, but it's not likely to be the business owners because they are invested. They have more to lose. It's going to be, frankly, people that don't have a lot to lose. People that don't have family. I mean, people who don't have like a lot of money.
And what are those people going to do?
Those are the most likely people those are the people who are most likely to take these stands in which they're taking the risk of going to jail.
You're talking about to like fill a pothole or something like that?
Well, whatever it is, whatever civil disobedience that they're doing, breaking the law in order to set an example, I don't think that you're going to see people who have a lot to lose doing that because it's just not in their incentive. I think that, like, if everyone just follows their incentive,
I agree with you,
and
which
no
is why
one,
it's very difficult right. to get from where we are today to what you're talking about, where the market handles a lot of these things that the government is currently handling.
I didn't have to do anything to create the internet.
That's true.
I was not even like. I didn't even understand the concept when it first came out.
Yeah, well, and over time, you know, look at Detroit, for instance, where the government police have been pulling back. They've been cutting back their hours. They are not as likely to show up if you call them, even for some sort of a violent crime. It's very difficult to get so-called service from the government police. That's an area where it's much easier for someone to come in and start offering services. So there's threat management, which is a private protection company that offers differing levels of service. So if you need, like, 24/7 bodyguards, you can get that from them. If you just need somebody driving through a neighborhood once every 3 hours, you can get that from them, too. You know, personal defense trainings and things like that. You know, these guys offer a huge variety of services. Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org was visiting Detroit. He went up and met with the owner of this company. They've been around for many years providing the community with real protection services that they can voluntarily purchase. But that's unusual because it's Detroit, and Detroit's just this decrepit, falling apart city where the government's pulling back because they just don't have the money anymore. They can't take taxes out of people that don't have any money. So basically, that is the market responding in that particular case.
Well, sure,
nice to see it.
And you know, but you can always find like problems with people that try to like compete with the state in that way. Like they used to, like people would rely on the mob for that kind of thing. And I guess probably still now, but definitely in the past, like they would, you know, whatever, make sure that the mob was there to protect them and their families when the police fell short. So it's like you can't always point to whatever the alternatives are currently to the state to say, mm-hmm. well, that's kind of, you know, pathetic. That doesn't seem like it compares. But, you know, there's problems because everyone's already paying taxes and like they don't have the. They don't have their full paycheck for one to devote to like alternatives.
Well, right, and there you go again. You've got a situation where people are too scared to take the money that they are giving. So, for instance, if I'm in Detroit and I want to send money to threat management, which I would want to do because they're actually doing a job of protecting people, whereas the police are like cowering in their police stations. I would want to give money to threat management, but that would mean I don't have that extra money, so I would want to take my money from the state that I'm giving to the state right. via property taxes and then send that over to threat management, but there's risk involved.
Well, you don't have the option without taking on some kind of risk.
That's where we're back to risk. Well, what I'm trying to say is you can't get from here to the free market without someone taking
risk.
I
think you can because the market is what makes people wealthier.
Yeah, but
people
you have to take risks to make,
well,
to make money. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Hour number 3 is on the way. What do you think about how to get from here to there?
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?